episode 448. Bon voyage!
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet, beautiful, gorgeous, amazing, incredible ladies. How are you? Yes! Boy, my gosh! No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going on a trip. I know. You probably were excited, right? That we're doing something crazy. No, we're just doing life together. We're here to chat about it. And I thought bon voyage would be a great way to do it. You are on a journey going somewhere great. But you can't wait to get there, can you? I mean, you are so excited. The anticipation is killing you. However, it's also really slow going. And it's slowing you down, bringing you down, because you aren't there yet. Ever heard this statement? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Any type of voice you can throw at. I mean, the kids always, and then sometimes you even get the hubbies involved on it. Are we there yet? What is taking so long? It's only supposed to be 4 hours, but now with the delays, you're looking at 24 to 36 hours, maybe even 48. Why? What is going on in this world? I don't understand it. All I want to do is go from here to there. It's only supposed to be 4 hours. Why is it taking so long? The weather, circumstances, this is called life. Your life. Bon voyage. You have dreams that you have been thinking of for years, hoping, desiring, looking for a change, but it just hasn't happened yet. Primarily due to the fact that you've had a few detours, a few pit stops, and a few, well, oopsies. You didn't really know that was going to happen and happen. And sometimes we have a few left hooks thrown in there too, don't we? Some tragedies that occur. And it slows us down. It's all about life in action. A lot of the times, we're just going through the motions. I feel like I need to put myself on a repeat for that particular sentence. Because that's what we do. It's the mundane days. We just keep going and doing the actions. There's no connection to it. The five senses. Remember, we were talking about that yesterday. 447 on Confessions of an Upset Mama, Me, Myself, and I. Those five senses, they are so critical to being a part in the moment, in your life, and making life more than just an action, just something on the to-do list. But it is that life that you're in. So now you're finally able to focus on your dreams. Now is the time. It's the opportunity. Bon voyage. You're ready for your trip. Yet the feelings of frustration, exhaustion, disappointment become evident. Why? Because you've been working on this your whole life. Your whole life has been focused on these dreams. It seems like a forever project. Have you ever gotten that way? Have you ever looked back and blinked and said, oh my gosh, I don't know how I got here? And you really have to stop and think. Now, for me personally, I cannot imagine being in one place my entire life. I've never done that before. In fact, where we are here now, up north in the U.S., this is the longest place I've ever lived in my entire life. It's really kind of freaky. And sometimes I'm afraid to even mention it out loud for whatever reason. Maybe I'm afraid I'll jinx myself. I'm waiting for my husband to say, can you call the moving company? And I'm like, oh, really? But not that we're looking at moving, but it's just one of those things, you know? And so for my whole life, I've always been moving. Maybe for your life, you haven't. Maybe you've been in one place. Maybe you went away to college and then came back to that one place. Our neighbors just moved in next door. And it was interesting because I went up and introduced myself and wanted to welcome her to the neighborhood. And I said, oh, so what brings you here to our little town? I said, where, you know, did you move from someplace else? Are you here from our state. And she says, oh, no. We're just, 10 miles away. We've lived there our entire lives. We went to college there. We decided to stay there. And we were going to move, but we didn't plan on moving this soon. And now, well, I guess opportunity presented itself. And so now here we are. And it's their first move. And you can tell it's kind of like a freaky thing for them because you can just tell that things have just not gone real smoothly, not for the buyer, not for the seller. And, it's you get in those times, those frames of your life that say, oh my gosh, I had these dreams and they're not coming true. And then all of a sudden, wow, they're here. Why has it taken so long? And really, when you think about it, it hasn't taken that long. Because a lot of times we are not focused on our dreams. We're just doing life. We're living life based on what's thrown at us. That's the cool thing about being an entrepreneur and really kind of being your own dictator, so to speak. You can create your own life. You can make it as complicated or as awesome or as, just kind of fly by the seat of your pants. You can do anything you want. Now, you can do that in a career through an employer. You can do that too. There's plus and minuses, obviously, to all sides. But one thing, when you're going through life and you're making these trips, bon voyage, is that you are on a journey. You're going somewhere great. And when you're trying to get to the journey in your dreams and you finally reach that focal point of saying, yes, I'm on the island of dreams, and now I can focus on it. Maybe it's because you had children. Well, they're kind of important. You needed to take care of them. Maybe it's because you didn't have enough money, and in order to do your business, maybe to start your restaurant, you needed some, actual cash in order to have a restaurant, to begin to buy what you needed. And now time is here, and you're like on your focus island. The dream island. You're like, yes, finally, it's time. And then you begin working on it. And the next thing you know, you find yourself frustrated, exhausted, disappointment. Why? Because you've been dreaming about this your whole life, but actually you haven't been working on it. The real working time hasn't started until now. So don't let your dream fade away just because it's not here fast enough. Enjoy the journey. Bon voyage. Bon voyage. You're on this amazing journey going somewhere great. Don't just let it be wiped away because you're frustrated and exhausted that you're not moving faster. Most of the time in our lives, time moves faster than we want it to. But then when it comes to our dreams, we want them that much faster. Well, you don't have control of time, do you? Wouldn't it be awesome if we did? We could slow it down, speed it up. Well, maybe not so much. I don't know. That's for another episode. But one thing I do know is that when you're on this journey and you want to get there and you think it's only taking 4 hours that it's going to take that, for you to get there, but it ends up a 36, 48 hour trip with all the delays, with all the hiccups, with the weather, the storms that present itself. It's a journey, isn't it? It'd be really nice if we could just say, beam me up, Scotty, but we're not Star Trek, are we? Come on, take me now. Take me to my dream island. Make everything perfect right this second because I'm ready for it to happen. When you're building a business, when you're creating something within your family, when you're working on an amazing relationship with your husband, when you are deep in your career and you're trying to say, okay, I've got this and this and this checked off. I've got two more things to reach. These are my goals that are left. It seems like forever, but it really isn't. Remember your moment in time. Think of it as your real time, and you need to begin to enjoy the journey. Don't get frustrated. Don't get discouraged. Don't sit there and begin to adapt and adopt the excuses in your own mind that you keep telling yourself that, are we there yet? Am I not supposed to be there yet? Come on, are we there yet? Bon voyage. This is a journey. So one thing I want to encourage you on your journey is think about the word journey. What is in that word? I know you're not going to like me when I say it. Journal. Journey, journal, they're connected. Now, no, I'm not going to get kind of really funky word scientific on you on this one, but journey and journal, they are connected. Why? Because your life is a journey. And sometimes in order for us to see what's really happening, it's great to be able to stop and kind of write the moments out. So you understand where you've come from. Maybe actually when you started. There's nothing more frustrating for me as a coach than a client saying, oh my gosh, this is taking so long. I wish I was already there. I'm so flustered. And they're ready to throw in the towel. And I'm thinking, do you really know how long you've been working on this? And we go back and we look and it's like, bing, bing. It's only been 2 weeks. Or, oh my gosh, since you had this amazing moment, only a month has passed. And for some, I mean, I know I worked with some clients who've gone back to school and they're like, is this ever going to end? Am I ever going to finish school? And they don't realize, did you know you just started this? You knew it was a 3-year process and you've been doing it now a year and a half. You're over the halfway mark. How cool is that? But we began to distance ourselves because time is no longer relevant to us because we want it now. And that's the factor that we have to factor out. That's the reality check. When we say, okay, maybe I am trying to speed things up. Maybe I really haven't been working on this, but it does seem like forever. Get to your dream island. Keep focused on it. But don't give up on it because it seems like forever. Keep going. Keep your dream alive. Because you were created, that dream, that little seed, that little fire, that spark within you, it's there for a reason. And maybe it's not the exact reason of how it will blossom into true reality after you go through all the steps and after it changes and morphs and grows and then it changes again and then it's like, whoo, look at this. You'll be certainly amazed. A lot of us don't get to that point to see the great oak tree because we give up way too soon. It takes a long time to get to that oak tree. So get to your dream island and forever hold on. Keep your eye focused and journal it. So then you have a true real-time reality, a real-time reality as to what is happening. Where you're going, it's a great checkpoint. Bon voyage. I hope you have a wonderful trip. Make it an awesome day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.